Tes Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, Friday the 3rd of October, Rabbi Shimon Silkin, Yom Kippur, time to step up.
Where can I get the tickets? 45 minutes to go. So the theme of the time is Teshuvah, at least I hope it is. But Teshuvah is really something that applies throughout the year. And we daven for Teshuvah every day, three times a day. And the bracha that focuses on Teshuvah in the Shemoneh Esrei can reveal some very important aspects of Teshuvah, bifrat, particularly with regard to Yom Kippur. Because there's a very interesting anomaly that is found in the bracha of Teshuvah, the daily bracha of Teshuvah, that is not found in any of the other brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Because we know that the Shemoneh Esrei is divided into three fundamental parts. There's Shevach at the beginning, and then there's Bakosha, which forms the bulk of the brachas in the middle. And then there is the Hoidoa at the end. But the brachas in the middle, the brachas of Bakosha, where we ask for things, also contain an element, they also contain an element of Sheva as well, of praise, as follows. Let's take the bracha of Das, for example. So the bracha of Das puts in a request for Das, for the knowledge, for understanding, for insight. But then, the siyum habracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, is Shevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chonen Adoas. The same applies to Refuah, for example, we daven Refaenu, Hoshienu, Hashem should heal us. So it's a request for healing. And then the Baruch Ata Hashem, the siyum habracha is a Shevach, a special praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. And that applies throughout the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And the Shevach, which is the Siyum HaBrocha, is always Me'ein HaBrocha. It's always of the same nature, the same subject of the Brocha. So we'll ask for Da'as, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chonin HaDa'as. He is the one who bestows insight. We ask for Refuah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the healer. We ask for a good year of Parnassah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mefarnes, is the Mevorech Hashanah. When it comes to Teshuvah, the Bracha of Teshuvah, we find that there's an irregularity there. Because if the Bracha of Teshuvah would follow the pattern of the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, then we should ask for Teshuvah, Hashiveinu, Hachazireinu, Korveinu, and then the Siyum HaBrocha should be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Machzib Teshuvah. So it should say, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMachzir is Alma Yisrael B'Teshuvah. Just like, please give us Da'as, because you are the Chonin HaDa'as. And just like, please give us a Refuah, because you are the Rofei Chonin Alma Yisrael. And just like, we say, Baruch Aleinu Sashana Azos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mevarich Hashanim. So we should ask for Teshuvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Machzib Teshuvah. But strangely and unusually, the bracha finishes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Horoitze B'Teshuvah. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us back B'Teshuvah, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Roitze B'Teshuvah. You are the one who desires Teshuvah. You're the one who has a Rotzoin for Teshuvah. So, first of all, it's not Me'ein the bracha. And second of all, why don't we find Horoitze with all the other brachas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to give us das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to give us parnasa. There is some specific aspect of Arotzi B'Teshuva which is different from the rest of the bracha, and specifically revolves around rotzi, the desire that Hashem has for Teshuva. So let's try and understand why this bracha that we say three times a day is different, at least stylistically, but we'll soon see also substantially, from all the other brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. In order to understand this, we'll bring in a chazal, a famous chazal, even though it's brought from a more obscure source, the Sikta Rabbi Kahana, where chazal say that they presented a question to Nevuah, prophecy, they presented a question to Chochmah, wisdom, they presented a question to Torah. The question was, Nefesh Akli Taas Matehe Oleo. Somebody that has committed an Avera, what should be his fate? What should happen to a Nefesh Akli Taas? And each one gave their response. Now, after the Torah says, what's haste? Read the book. If a person does it, if a person commits a chet, the Torah says, he's got to bring a korban, or worse, there are onshim, there are consequences, and that's how he achieves kapara. So they turned to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nefesh Akli Taas, Matehe Oleho, what should happen to somebody who has committed Chas V'Shalom and Avera? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gesagt, let them do teshuva, v'yiskapen and have a kapar. That's the Chazal. It's also a Yerushalmi in Makkos, according to one version. So they presented the question: what should happen to the sinner? And Chochmah and Nevuah and Torah gave their responses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yase teshuva v'yiskapen. Let them do teshuva." First of all, what on earth is going on? What is this question? What does it mean it's presented to Chochmah, it's presented to Torah? But even more importantly, have we got a machlokes here between the Torah and the Rabbeinu Shalom? Ki'ilu? The Torah says, Nefesh Akli Taas, there's only one way out. They've got to pay their way out. With the Onshim Chas V'Shalom, or at least Korbanos. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, no, Yasa Teshuva, it's a machlokes between the Machaber HaSefer and the Sefer. There's a machlokes, there's a debate between the author of the book and the book itself. Let's see. So, we presented two seemingly unrelated questions. One with regard to the Nusachat Tefillah of every day of Teshuva, and one with regard to Chazal, that talk about how the question was presented to the Torah and to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and seem to be at odds. Chas V'Shalom is going to say such a thing. So let's try and deal with those two issues by looking at the tefillah that forms the central pillar of all of our tefillahs throughout the whole Yimei HaRachamim B'HaSlichas, from the beginning of Slichas until the end of Ne'ilah tomorrow night. There is one tefillah that plays a major central role, and that is the recitation of the Yud Gimel Midas, the 13 attributes of Hashem, from the first Hashem Hashem to the last Hashem Hashem at the end of Ne'ilah. These Yud Gimel Midas there is a certain centrality to them, and all the other tefillahs revolve around. Now, when we say the Yud Gimel Midas, we say Hashem Hashem Kei Rachum Mechanun Erech Apayim V'Rab Chesed V'Emes Noise Chesed Lo'alofim Noise Ovoin Vofesha V'Chato'o V'Nake. Stop. Even on a Tainis, when we're laning that from the Torah, when the Tzibur says Yud Gimel Midas V'Nake, but the Baal Korah carries on V'Nake Lo yinake. The word benake means, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses, he cleans the slate, wipes it clean. That's benake. But then it says, lo yinake, pekid oven, obis abonim, etc. So what's this benake lo yinake? And why do we stop at benake? So Kiyadua, the famous Gemara, these Yud Gimel Midas Hashem, Hashem, Kirachim, Machan. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us where they came from originally. Kiyadua, at the ultimate chet of the chet ha'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs to try to find atonement for what Klal Yisrael had heinously just committed. And he said, what should we do with people that have committed the ultimate crime? Is there any way out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiyadua v'yavar Hashem al pono v'yikro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misatif batalis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in his own talis. And he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if Klal Yisrael should only follow this Seder that I'm about to teach you, they will find the Kapara. Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachma, Chanon, Erech, Apayim, Rav Chesed, Be'emes, Noitze Chesed, Lo'alofim, Noitze Ovoi, Vofesha, V'chato, V'nake. Full stop. This is the Seder of Yud Gimel Midas, and if Klal Yisrael engage in this Seder, they will find the Kapara, as Rashi says in Parashat Kisiso, even if the Zechus Ovis are complete, have run out, even if there's no other Zechusim, there's no other way out, just these Yud Gimel Midas alone will get them out of their dark hole. That's what Rabbi Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave or instructed the Yud Gimel Midas to Moshe Rabbeinu. When there was a second time. Where was the second time? When it came time to writing the Torah itself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated every word of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, write these words, Hashem, Hashem. Meaning, there's a continuation. Zokra Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchok, Mami Yud Gimel. Tremendous, tremendous insight. It says, there are two introductions of Yud Gimel Midas. The first time when Hashem said them to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet, and the second time when he's dictating the Torah. There is a Venake Yud Gimel Midas, and there's a Venake Lo Yenake Yud Gimel Midas. There is a Soif Posuk at Venake, and there's an Emta Posuk at Venake. Does Venake continue, or does it not continue? What does it mean that it continues or it doesn't continue? So for this we need the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that there's an inherent contradiction in the pasuk. Venake, but then it says lo yenake. Hashem will cleanse, but then it says Hashem will not cleanse. What does it depend on? Says the Gemara, well, it depends on the teshuvah of Klal Yisrael. Shovim venake, einam shovim lo yenake. If they do teshuvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse and clean the slate. If they don't do teshuvah, then lo yinakeh, benakeh or lo yinakeh. It's conditional. Dehainu. When the Torah was written in its full form, where benakeh is only an emptah possible, when it carries on lo yinakeh, then it's a conditional cleansing. If they do teshuvah, benakeh. If they don't do teshuvah, lo yinakeh. That's when the Torah was written. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave him the Yud Gimel Midas originally in the original form, he stopped at Venake to tell him whether they do Teshuvah or whether they don't do Teshuvah. There's an unconditional Venake. I will clean their slate anyway. Regardless of whether they do Teshuvah. Hence, when the question was presented to the Torah, as it is written in Parshas Kisiso, the Torah says, read what it says. It says Venake, and it says Lo Yenake. If they do Teshuvah, I'll be Moichel, and if they don't Teshuvah, I won't be Moichel. Sukim. That's what it means that the Torah said. Either they do Teshuvah or they don't. Either they bring a Korban or they don't. And it depends on that. But when they presented the question to the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself, he invoked the conversation he'd had with Moshe Rabbeinu originally, where he said, even if they don't do teshuvah, still tenake. So there's no machlokes in Rosh Hashem and the Torah. The Torah says, in my Torah, says, menake lo yenake. But in a conversation with Hashem himself, there is no lo yenake. Venake is the soif pasuk. I will clean them. One of the Yud Gimel Midas says, I will clean the slate. I will wipe out the chatoim. I'll be moichel and mechilu gemura, because it says, venake. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to clean it. What is this middle of the Nake? that regardless of our teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still wipe our records clean. What is that middle of an ake? What does it depend on? The answer is, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, regarding the ultimate teshuvah of the end of time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shovi kibetzcha mekol ha'amim, where Hashem will bring everybody back a ge'ula shlema. We're looking for a ge'ula process this Yom Kippur. We're also looking for a ge'ula shlema. But it's also our own personal ge'ula. But in that final ge'ula, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, bringing the pasuk in Yeshayah, be'itzach ishena, that one way or another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the ge'ula. One way or another. Ideally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the ge'ula because we deserve it. That's the ideal, that's achishena, that we've managed to be zoicha to Hashem's redemption, to Hashem's forgiveness. But you know something, says the Baruch Shlomo. Even if you haven't deserved the final gula, I'll do it anyway. The pasuk says, lema'ani easeh. And which the truth is, we say this every single day in Shemoneh Esra as well. Or maybe goel ibnei b'nehem, lema'an shemoi ba'ahava. Because Baruch will bring the gula, come what may. The same applies to our own personal gula. There are two, so to speak, hanhogas, and this is what the Ramchal talks about in Das Tevunot. There are two hanhogas. There is a hanhoga of mishpat, and the hanhoga of mishpat is a hanhoga of justice, meaning deserving. If we are deserving Hashem's kindness, we're deserving Hashem's geula, deserving Hashem's kapara, deserving, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what needs to be done. But then, the problem is if we don't do teshuvah and mishpat is still in play, then if we haven't done what we need to be doing, then unfortunately, mishpat demands chas v'shalom something else. But as Ramchal explains, there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends mishpat. Suspends mishpat. The reason for this is that mishpat doesn't have time to go into it in all its depth. You have a look at there, you're almost learning the entire Das Tevunot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to suspend Mishpat because Mishpat is a product of Chesed. Mishpat is actually a product of Chesed. The ultimate goal in this world is Chesed. That's why Hashem made the world in the first place. Therefore, if Mishpat gets in the way of Chesed, where if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to exercise Mishpat, there will be destruction, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem pushes Mishpat to the side, so to speak. Suspends Mishpat. Right? The Ramchal calls it groanless, very, very high things. When Mishpat is suspended, in order that the world can continue surviving, in order that we can still be here. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put Mishpat to one side and say, lema'ani easeh, I'm going to do it anyway, I'm doing it for my sake. I'm doing it for my sake. Even if the person is undeserving, even if the whole Klal Yisrael is not deserving, even if the whole world is undeserving, lema'ani easeh, lema'an shemoi ba'ahava, zochreinu l'chaim lema'an cho elukim chaim, not for our sake. We are not at the point where we can demand it. Or we can ask for it. The same is true with teshuva. The same is true with teshuva. There's a benaki lo yinake process. We do teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. We don't do teshuva, Chas v'Shalom lo yinake. But then there's a higher level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and even if you don't, there's still a benaki. I'll still clean your slate. I'll still be able to reset your record. And this is typed in the brocha Hashivim. Hashivim ovinu sarosecho. Korveinu hachazireinu. That's the first type of teshuvah. Where we're doing teshuvah, we're asking Hashem to help us do that teshuvah. Shuvah elayv or shuvah aleichem. So that's the regular process of teshuvah. Then Hashem will bring us back because we've now fixed the problems. But what happens if that teshuvah is incomplete? What happens if that teshuvah is insincere? What happens if that teshuvah is not what it should be? Then is it Baruch Atah Hashem, Horoitze B'Shuvah. Now Hashem is doing it because He desires it, not because we deserve it, because Hashem wants it to happen. It's His Rotzon. Hashem wants it to happen anyway. What Hashem put us here for? Why does He give us His Nisyonis? Why do we do Chatoim? Why does He make us all Malachim? Why are we all perfect? Why have we got a Yetzirah? Why have we got a Guf? What have we got a Satan for? The Malach HaMavetz. What for? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do us chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that He can't do us chesed because we haven't done a proper teshuvah. Hashem says, I'll do teshuvah for you anyway. Horoitze b'teshuvah. So it's a higher level of shevach. The Hashiveinu is only a minimal shevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing that He gives us this chesed called teshuvah. But there's a higher level than that. Baruch Atah Hashem, horoitze b'teshuvah. Because Hashem desires it, therefore benakeh without a lo yinakeh. Regardless. Unconditional. Tremendous insight into the Baruch of Hashiveinu. There's a hashiveinu that's venake lo inake, and there's a roitz of the tshuva which is venake regardless of lo inake, regardless of the tshuva itself. That's taich in the pasuk, very deep and very powerful. The tshuva of haroitzah. The question is, how can we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wipe the slate clean regardless of our teshuvah? Is this the right mindset to have going into Yom Kippur? To think whether I've done teshuvah, I haven't done teshuvah, whether I've been perfect or I've been imperfect. I've done right, I haven't done right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyway, it's in teshuvah, so it doesn't really matter. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach, even if it's kulei chayev, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, even if the entire generation is guilty and undeserving, so what's the point of doubting for Mashiach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to clean it anyway, right? That's what we've said, or it's mitzvah venake. Venake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will clean it. It's Rav Chesed, therefore venake. Really? Because he desires, a bit like a father. You know, a child or a student can perhaps play up. Right? Because they know the teacher will forgive them anyway. Because last time the teacher said, I'm telling you, I'm warning you one more time. And then what happens? Doesn't matter. Is that pshat? Is that how we deal with the Rebbeinu Shlom? And somehow because of the Yud Gimel Midas? The answer is, of course not. These Yud Gimel Midas are still vital. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, not I'll wipe their slate clean if they do nothing. I'll wipe their slate clean even if they haven't done a complete teshuvah. But they've still got to follow the order of Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if they follow the order of Hashem, then I will give them kapara. What does it mean to follow the order of Hashem? How do we achieve the horoitzeh teshuvah, this unconditional acceptance by the Rebbeinu Shlom? How do we achieve that? Through Hashem, through the Yud Gimel Midas. So, in this regard, we have a machlokas. Look in the Alshich and various others. They say, to follow Hashem, in order to achieve Kapora, it means that we have to emulate the Yud Gimel Midas. We have to be those Yud Gimel Midas. Mahu rachum, af ato rachum, mahu chanun, af ato chanun. Meaning, if we engage in the process of Hashem, then even if we haven't completely done teshuvah for everything that we've done wrong, nonetheless, the Yud Gimel Midas will come to bail us out because we are living by the Midas of Hashem ourselves. And that is this course. And that would appear to be the shit of the, not just the Al-Sheikh and various others, as Mo'er Veshemesh, for example, points out that you can only say Hashem in a minyan. Why? Based on this Al-Sheikh. Because no one person can possibly hope to live up to the standards of Rachum, Chanun, Chavayim, Chesed, but together, as a tzibur, everybody working on a midah here and there, maybe Efshe, you can hope to achieve something of greatness. That's why Hashem needs to do it. Said with a midah. But, Lemaisa, looking at Bnei Yisocha, and various other sources, no, the mere, by the way, the whole Sefer Tome Devorah is exactly, according to the Al-Sheikh, how one can apply those midas in their own interrelationships with other people. That's the whole purpose of that sefer. Comes from Bnei Yisocha and others for him and say, no, the mere recitation of Yud Gimel Midas, just saying them alone, that's enough. That achieves a kapara. Why? So the pshat is, because when a person thinks about, concentrates on, focuses on the concepts of Keil, Rachum, Echanan, Erech, Apayim, they are declaring their recognition of Hashem, they are declaring their appreciation of Hashem's Hanhoga, they are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Chesed and Hanhogas and how He drives His world, and standing in that place and entering into that zone and having a mindset full of the Rebbeinu Shlom, all of His Midas, that itself gets the person on the path to recovery. That is the person's repatriation. That is how they recover from what they've done wrong. Just engagement in Hashem alone can go places that nowhere else can go and can achieve what we may have failed to achieve through a proper and full teshuvah. And who today can say that they've achieved a full and comprehensive teshuvah in Erev Yom Kippur? I can't. So Baruch Hashem, we have Yud Gimel Midas. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, let them say Hashem, Kirach Mechanon. Let them mean it. Let them feel it. Let them absorb it. Let them inculcate it. Let them try to adopt some of its messages in their own life. And if they do that, then Venake, they'll get a clean bill of health. It's Hashem for the new year. Now, there's a lot more to be said on this, but I started late, and therefore I don't go over time. Just let me share with you what I believe is a chiddush, right? That I think really pulls us together. We've answered, in other words, why Hashiveinu switches to Arotzim in Teshuvah, and we've explained what it means that they asked Torah, whereas apart from, and the Rosh had a different answer, because they're once talking about the Nakeh, once talking about Lo Yanakeh, because the way it's written or the way it was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's have a look. If we're talking about the Siyum HaBrocha, Arotzim in Teshuvah, give me 2 minutes. The Torah says, Nakeh Lo Yanakeh. So the Siyum HaBrocha, Arotzim in Teshuvah, let it take us to the Siyum HaYom Kippur of Ne'ilah. You'll notice something remarkable. For 4 of the 5 tefillahs of Yom Kippur, at the end of Shemoneh Esra, after the Yoshamnu, Al-Chet, comes to Ne'ilah, and the Al-Chet is suspended. No more Al-Chets. No more long vidur. And we put in 2 paragraphs that take the place of the Al-Chet. And I think it could be because we get to this point, tomorrow late afternoon, have we done a full teshuvah? Are we worthy of the mishpot? We say b'tzadkeinu b'mishpot, but then we say al tovo b'mishpot imon. We leave the alchet and instead we insert 2 brachos. And what is the thrust of these 2 tefillahs? What's the main theme of these 2 tefillahs? Usekableinu b'shuvah shleim elofanecha leman devorecha asher amarta, because of the words that you said. Which words? Hashem Hashem that you told Moshe Rabbeinu. And then in the next tefillah, what does it say? Over and over and over again. Why should we be accepted with teshuva? Kilo sachpot vashchasas oilon, but rather because you have a rotzer, you want to bring us back with teshuva. Shneema im echbos moisa roshu gim teshuva rosh midak v'choyo. And again, hechobis echbos moisa roshu v'nema kilo echbos moisa. Again, rotzer, the rotzer, the desire of Hashem is to bring us back, no matter what we've got. Because when we get to the stage of Ne'ilah, at the end, it's no more Hashiveinu, it's no longer Hachazireinu, it's no longer Korveinu, it's Horoitze B'Tshuva. You know why we'll get a Teshuva, you know why we'll get a Kapara, because that's what the Bereshit wants either way. But it's conditional on one thing, not a complete Teshuva, but an absorption of the messages of the Midas, of the Yud Gimel Midas. Ve'ezah Hashem. If we can take home at least as much as we can to get closer to Bereshit through his Yud Gimel Midas, try to emulate according to the Al Shech, or at least get into the zone according to the Bnei Yisoscha, then Ve'ezah Hashem, all of these all of our coaches for office midas will come to apply to us and will be zecha to our slicha mechila.